listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, as we told you guys, when we had the chance to do the Lions, it happened to land on the start of training camp, so we couldn't get anybody for our preview in the week that we were doing the NFC North. But we made a promise to some of you because some of you said, where's the Lions? We will get the Lions. Jennifer Hammond joins us on a Progressive Guest Line to help us preview this team. Featuring on Hard Knocks this year, 3-13-1, second year under Dan Campbell, who we like on this show. And she joins us from Fox 2 in Detroit to talk about this team, which is really fascinating because I think Hard Knocks adds an element to it. But I'm interested in where the Lions are going this year. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm doing well, Tony, and thanks for having me. And I'm just going to stop you on one thing. You like Dan Campbell? I feel like you should love him.
I love Dan Campbell.
That guy.
I love Dan Campbell. He's
and
amazing.
He didn't even... Did you watch the last night, right?
I did not. I've been watching all year. I couldn't get to last night, so I've got that on my DVR.
You're going to have to call me back and let me know. Last
I will.
Night was pretty good. You see a lot of the guy's heart and soul, and not that he doesn't bear that every single day, but I think the greatest thing about that, just speaking on Dan Campbell, is that he's the real deal. I mean, he is authentic. He and Brad Holmes are really shaping a culture here. I was at an event yesterday in the community that Jason Kabinda was kind of rounding up some players to give out books to kids at a school in Detroit, and probably about 14 guys showed up on their day off, and they haven't even played a game yet. And they were all there on their day off. I mean, it was a really cool feeling. And the energy surrounding this team, just the buy-in, which I think is huge, because for a group of guys that went, as you said, 3-13-1 last season, there has to be a shift in mentality. And it's real and it's tangible. I've covered this team for, I think this is my 29th training camp. And this is something I haven't seen in a long, long time. This kind of optimism and this kind of belief that there is truly a shift that goes beyond just a new coach and a new regime, because we've seen so many of them.
Well, let's talk about the last part of that season. How much of that enthusiasm is those three wins came in the final 6 weeks of the season. So how much of it is what I just saw is what I like.
So here's what's the interesting part of that is that, really, they point to, and Campbell told us this on Monday, as they get ready to open against the Philadelphia Eagles, that the big shift in the season came after their loss to Philly in week 8. They just got slammed 44-6. I mean, both offense and defensive lines of the Eagles just manhandled Detroit. And so really there was a shift, and that was at the point where they started using Amon-Ra St. Brown more. They realized that something needed to change. They started to build this momentum on offense, where they were doing more to make sure that Jared Goff was comfortable and giving him the options he wanted and giving him a voice. And they really just kind of turned things around, and it's not great. I mean, three wins in your last 7 games isn't a great showing, but what it did show is that they were resilient. They kept playing for Campbell, and at the same time, they had 6 games that they lost by 1 score. So they were close, and I think what the mentality has been, and really the emphasis this whole camp is, to finish, to not quit, and when it gets hard, to go harder. And I do think that will be something, if they can salvage those close games that they lost last year, that they could go easily from a 3-win team to, say, an eight-win team.
I want to talk about Jared Goff and ask you about how he has grown into this role at being the Lions quarterback, because we always talk about these guys as, well, when they, you know, when push comes to shove, they're professional. But I can't imagine being a young guy getting drafted by a team, putting them in a Super Bowl, and then being told, you're out, you're traded to this team that doesn't win, we're going to go with somebody else, and oh, by the way, your job might not even be around, they might draft somebody else to take it. And he goes into that environment. Today, what is Jared Goff like, and what was it like when he first got there?
You know, it's really an incredible story if you think about any single person was put in that same type of job recipe, it would be a recipe for failure.
Sure.
And I think people, you know, in and you know this as well as anybody, the starting quarterback in the NFL is a really thankless job if you're a guy who's not Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. You know, there's a handful of them that just live without any kind of issue and complaint. And then everybody else, you know, you're just a game away from being, you know, out. And I think the interesting thing about Jared Goff is that he just puts his head down, goes to work. He still seems a little guarded with the media, but who could blame the guy?
Sure.
But he has had arguably the best camp. You know, I have only seen him in two camps, but the coaching staff is raving about him. His confidence now, he finally has some weapons. I'm going to tell you, he has connected. They went out and they got DJ Chark for him, and they've got Josh Reynolds back, and Amon-Ra St. Brown, this kid, if you saw him on Hard Knocks, he is poised to show the league that he is elite. And he's maybe dropped two balls all of camp, which is pretty incredible. And I think that finally now Jared has some weapons. His offensive line, as I knock on wood, they just lost Hal Vitae, the right guard. That was announced on Monday. But his offensive line is healthy this year. Last year they had, you know, two Pro Bowlers out before, you know, week six. So it'll be a very interesting thing. Goff is the kind of guy, like I said, puts his head down, goes to work. He's been very methodical in the way he works. And now that he has some weapons, he's looking good. He loves Ben Johnson. He loves Mark Brunell and he loves Campbell, you know, so he's surrounded with the types of guys that will help him succeed and are now his number one cheerleaders. There's not even conversation about is Jared Goff. Well, there is. I shouldn't say that. There's always going to be the conversation, is Jared Goff the guy? And he has to show us this week. It starts week one against the Eagles, which is a really good defense. But I think Jared Goff is really in a good position here in Detroit to go forward confidence-wise and also with what he's got on the field around him on that offense.
That was the one thing about Hard Knocks that really exposed something to me, you know, not covering the Lions on a regular basis, was how many of the assistant coaches I went, oh, I know him, I know him, I know him, I saw him, I watched him play, I know him from college. And
isn't
look,
it
about,
awesome?
It was great. A roster of coaches that are familiar to most of us who have watched this league for years.
Yeah, and I think, I know, Dan Campbell's whole intent was to go out and get guys that have been there, done that, guys that have won, guys that have played, guys that have worked, guys that have grit, and guys that have a voice and give them that voice. Dan Campbell is one of the few coaches that I've covered in, you know, all these years, that he, on a weekly basis, will bring an assistant into the podium. When Matt Patricia was here, we were lucky if we ever got to see or speak to the O coordinator or the defensive coordinator. And Dan Campbell lets his guys come in all the time and talk. He gives them so much voice. And as you saw in Hard Knocks, there's a lot of confidence and there's a lot of teamwork involved with that coaching staff. And the players love these guys because, like you said, you know that they've played, they've been there, they've been in the trenches, they've been to war, they've done all the hard work of the NFL training camp, and they get it. So it's a great recipe for success if they start winning consistently. A lot of personalities in that room.
Oh, without a doubt. That's what I think. That was the most impressive thing, was just watching them interact with each other and knowing there was like a code of how they would do it no explanation was needed. They could talk to each other in such a way that you didn't even have to, like, you'd be astonished if you walked in, but you knew deep down there was a real fundamental trust between everybody in that room. I found it fascinating, but that does lead me to my next question. And I think Hard Knocks has been around so long, but how much did the Lions see this in their lives? How much were they affected by it? There's cameras, there's image. Some players have said in the past, I didn't come off as well as I should have. Was there a concern about this when you're trying to get everybody together and you're trying to get everybody on the same page? Here's a show that will find individuals and make them stars, even if they don't need to be stars.
Yeah, I will say that I don't feel like we got enough of all different players and guys fighting for roster spots. And we didn't even see some of the stars of the team. We didn't see a lot of Hockenson. We didn't see a lot of Decker. We didn't see a Lee McNeil, who's a second-year D-tackle, who's a stud, who they're raving about. So we saw a lot of the rookies, and last night's episode really shed a little more light on guys who were fighting for the team, some who made it, some who did not. So I feel like we got a little more of that last night. But by all accounts, and Shannon Furman, I actually interviewed her. She was the producer and director on site here in Detroit with her crew for Hard Knocks. I interviewed her early in the process, and they did such a good job. I felt when Hard Knocks came in that it could be a disruption or a distraction.
Yeah, sure.
And it wasn't. It wasn't at all. You know, they were everywhere, but suddenly they just blend in. And even yesterday, or on Monday rather, when I was at Campbell's press conference, my coworker said to me, he goes, look, they're gone. And I said, who's gone? And he said, Hard Knocks. And I was like, oh, I didn't even notice. So, I mean, it's that kind of seamless work that they do, kind of just blending in, even though there's you know, dozens of them all over the field and in every press conference. But I don't think that it changed the Lions at all. If anything, to your point, I do think it gave them more fans nationwide. People could get a little look behind the curtain and see that, you know, they're not these lovable losers. It's not this mentality, you know, and Dan Campbell's not just the big blustery bite your kneecap off guy. That this guy has a whole lot of heart and he's purposeful. And when he talks about grit and he talks about loving his players, it's not just, you know, he's not just paying lip service to those things. He's a really authentic guy who cares about his players. And when you watch him sit down with Brad Holmes to cut guys last night, every guy had a smile on their face and said, thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
And in any other episode of Hard Knocks I've seen, that's not the norm.
Yeah,
that's more the exception.
Right.
Yeah, so I think they came off really well. I think it was great for the city. It was great for the team. And like I said, they've got to turn some of these close losses into wins to really change people's minds.
I'll ask you this about the defense. I would have drafted Aiden Hutchinson even if I had an amazing defense. I would have just added him to an amazing defense. But that being said, what was the Lions defense, and especially under Matt Patricia before Dan Campbell? What was it last year, and how much is he needed on this defense?
He is needed desperately. Any kind of pass rusher is needed desperately. They have really failed in that area. And it's interesting since, you know, obviously, the defense is still the question mark and the weakness, but also as well, it starts on the back end. They were so decimated with injuries in the secondary last year. They had guys, you know, that were off the street, picked up on Monday, playing in a game on Sunday, and they've been very injured up front on the D-line as well. They're still missing some of the guys that they were really hoping to count on them, that they could count on, rather, with the Aquara brothers. Aiden Hutchinson is going to be a difference maker in this league, and he makes Charles Harris on the other side of him that much better. This kid is great. They've really got, if they can work in tandem, stay healthy, and if the back end holds up and the front end gets to the quarterback, you know how that changes life for everybody on
sure
that
does.
Squad.
Yep.
And that's really the hope, is that, you know, even if it's just 1 second shorter, that the DBs have to, you know, shadow their receiver, that they're going to be able to make more plays. And we'll see. You know, they've tweaked Aaron Glenn's system just a little bit, more attacking. But that's really the big question mark, I would say, with this team going in, is the defense and how they're going to play and perform against a mobile quarterback like Jalen Hurts. Because in the Falcons game, they got eaten up. And last year when they played against Philly, I think they were outrushed something like 256 to 57. Mm. So they've got to just stay sound on their assignments. They've got to be able to stop a mobile quarterback. They've got to be able to commit to stopping the run and stay healthy. I can't say stay healthy enough about this team, because they just went through it last year.
Jennifer, great stuff. Hope we get you on again. That was really, really fun.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Anytime this season you want me, you give me a call. And like I said, I it'll be a good test against the Eagles, and they're motivated. They won't forget. They don't forget last year, 44-6. Will they win? I don't think so this Sunday, but I think they'll definitely keep it close.
Appreciate it.
So be competitive.
Jennifer, great, great stuff. Jennifer Hammond, Fox 2 in Detroit. Again, an interesting team at 13-3-1 last year, but again, a lot of eyes on them this season. Absolutely. Jennifer Hammond, again, thanks for joining us on Fox Sports. We'll come back and we'll wrap up and give final thoughts on that one little thing about the Lions that I wanted to get to when we come back on Wake Up Call.